How China's spy balloon is revealing gaps in America's security infrastructure. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been a little over a week since the military shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon over the coast of South Carolina. Since then, the U.S. has downed at least an additional three unidentified crafts in North American airspace. The balloon saga has put a spotlight on foreign espionage operations, but Shavid Ali says the practice is nothing new. He's a former national security and intelligence official and an associate professor of practice at the University of Michigan.
Countries engage in espionage against each other all the time. That in and of itself is not the issue at play here. We spy on China and likewise they spy on us. So it's not necessarily the fact that both countries spy on each other. It's the particular method that was used or methods. And I don't know if in my time in government anyways, that we had seen intelligence operations launched so brazenly by a foreign country over the domestic United States. So that to me was a unique feature of the balloon incident. And we've got three other objects, which may or may not be balloons on top of the first Chinese balloon. We also don't know the origin or the country of origin for the other three objects as well.
Aside from balloons, what other types of technology are foreign governments using to sort of keep tabs on U.S. activities?
So with China being such a large and sophisticated country with a powerful military, one can imagine that they have a whole range of capabilities at their disposal to try to engage in intelligence operations against the United States. Now, how successful they are is up to Beijing, but the spectrum is so broad and vast from a technology perspective. That's what makes them so daunting from the U.S. perspective, is that this is a country that has a lot of capability behind it. Just the balloon, even on its own, shows that this is just one of probably several things they can do to further that intelligence mission against the United States.
What do you think this moment means for U.S. national security and the systems we develop in the future to protect the country from espionage efforts of other nations?
I do think it shows that we had a bit of a gap from an intelligence perspective and understanding sort of what does our upper atmospheric picture look like. And now going forward, we need to do a lot of work to close that gap. And this may explain why over the past few days, we not only detected these additional objects, but shot them down. Now, we don't know whether they're intelligence collection platforms the way the first Chinese balloon was. But it seems like even very recently, something has changed in our ability to understand what that picture looks like that I just described. I don't yet know if it's a moment like we had after 9/11, where the intelligence enterprise writ large changed, not overnight, but dramatically over the course of a few years because of the enormity and the tragedy of 9/11. I don't think what these recent events have taught us so far will drive that level of strategic change, but there will have to be other changes along the way to just better understand what's happening over the territory of the United States, including, again, the upper atmosphere, because these aren't ground-based systems. But I do think it's interesting to draw some parallels to the type of reform and change after 9/11 versus potentially what could come from these most recent events.
We know that this aerial data, whether from satellites, balloons, or other objects unknown, can be a big part of international espionage. But what about sort of the digital data that either comes from objects like that or from other forms of intelligence gathering? Where does cyber espionage sort of fit into the current raft of national security concerns?
China has been very skillful at engaging in a lot of what experts would consider economic espionage against the United States, and mostly focuses on trying to get trade secrets or intellectual property or actual designs of systems or equipment that could benefit their military or, again, big parts of their economy. And then they'll reverse engineer those things and produce them domestically. And one thing I think it's notable is China has been able to bridge some pretty significant gaps in terms of the development of technology for its military by these cyber-enabled espionage operations. And that's why China's military looks so different now than it did even in the 1990s or the early 2000s.
Javed Ali is an associate professor of practice at the University of Michigan. And now for some related links. As you've probably noticed, the first Chinese spy balloon generated a lot of commotion, inspiring costumes at the State of the Union and Super Bowl commercials. We'll have links to a few examples on our website, marketplacetech.org, along with a CNN article highlighting accusations from China that the United States has illegally flown spy balloons over its territory at least 10 times since January of last year, an accusation the White House denies. The New York Times reported earlier this month that the balloon may have sparked so much concern among lawmakers, in part because it came on the heels of a classified report to Congress outlining previous incidents when foreign adversaries used advanced aerial technology to spy on the U.S. A review of some old data showed at least three spy balloons entered U.S. airspace during former President Trump's time in office, and at least one balloon made an unnoticed visit during Biden's administration, and that's prior to the one this month. We'll link to that Times reporting, which goes into more detail about what we know so far about these Chinese spy incursions. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.